we couldn't replace them like for like because of the level of the experience and the level of quality they had. They after the seasons they had those players, they natural alert interest from clubs with a far bigger budget than us. And we all tried to keep them, but we wasn't able. And good luck to all of them because they're coming on the back of a very strong season last year where they deserved that contract they got somewhere. We replaced them with players, I think, with very talented players, with players who's our DNA, players who we got on a permanent, like a Kyle Dempsey. I think there was a it's a milestone that we are now loaning players, can convince those players and agents that they see a future here, not only for half a season or one season, they see a future for the next years to come. Conor McElhinney on a long-term contract, and we also going the route like last year with good loan options with players who are already have shown talent in senior football, Louis Cole, Jordy, Aiden, but also a point to prove. I'm happy. The one position is missing is a centre half, where we have not replaced Ben Davies, but that is what we looked from day one. But sometimes things need to take time. We clear on what we want. There is not many left-footed left centre halves available, and but we're working actively, and I feel the completely support by Andy, by Greta, and by Steve, and we did a good recruitment process through our framework we have to stay in.
The age profile of your squad will be considerably younger this year. How important to you personally is it that you get the opportunity to develop youngsters?
I think we will be the youngest average age in the league. And I think that is a, on one way, I think that is a fantastic force because young players, they want to play, they want to develop, they want to achieve something, they want to go to, they're seeing us as a stepping stones. That is what we are. We're selling into a lot of players. We come here to us, play, we develop you. You have a platform to play regular first team football, and then you go on with us to the next level, or without us, we're selling you. So it makes me exciting that we have such a young, talented squad.
It says a lot about the development of the football club when, in this last week, you've been managed to bring in a lone player from the Premier League. I don't think Sean Dyche would have let him out if he didn't think you could develop him.
Thanks to John. I think that's not the first player I got from John. I got a player from him when I was at Watford. And we got Chris Long before, now we got Aiden. I think the aspect of the region where we are, where we're located, obviously helps. But also I hope we will be seen outside by the Premier League clubs, by the Championship clubs, that we stay for a certain profile, we have a certain environment here where we're working in, and I'm sure or I'm hope they think that we can make their players better.
Finally, you've mentioned Saturday and Rotherham as being one of the favourites. It's funny how football throws up these fixtures. David Ball coming back.
I will mention him in my programme notes. Big admirer of those two players, last week Ben and this week David. They did really well for me, for the football club. David, over a long time, over 5 years, he went through thick and thin. I think it was a pleasure to work with him. I can understand his reasons, but I also have to say he did really well for us, and I wish him all the best. But obviously, I hope he's a little bit quiet on Saturday.